can't
okay.
Help.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll continue.
Paulina,
yeah.
This is Beth. I just had a note from one of our LSB members that they actually were listening before we changed anything. Mm-hmm. They were able to get it.
Okay, so I just came back and they should be able to, the stream should resume now. It should have resumed 15 seconds ago.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so there was a challenge to my ruling. Was there a second to that challenge?
Dwayne, you are.
Oh, Dwayne, you are. Okay, so let me explain my ruling. It's based on Article 4. Well, part of it is based on Article 4, Section 4, and Part A. And let me read you what it says. In March of each year in which there will be an election of delegates by the members or by a date no less than 90 days before nominations are set to open, whichever is earlier, the executive director shall appoint a national election supervisor whose role shall be to oversee and certify the fairness of the delegates' election in each station area and to confirm the election's compliance with these bylaws. The National Election Supervisor shall also oversee the nominations process, the preparations of the ballots, and the counting of the ballots, and shall prepare a written statement reporting the results of every election for distribution to the members or posting on the foundation's and radio stations' websites. Okay, now that's one item. And the other item has to do with the time frame of the election. That's the item that I posted in the agenda. And let me read that. That's Article 4, Section 5, election time frame. In a delegate election year, the nomination period of seats being vacated shall open on June 1st and remain open for 30 days, closing on June 30th. The national and local election supervisor shall thereafter prepare the written ballots for each radio station listing all of the candidates and setting forth all other information required by these bylaws. Ballots shall be mailed or otherwise made available to the members on August 15th or the following day if August 15th is a mail holiday. To be counted, a ballot must be received on or before September 30th, the election close date. All ballots shall be held sealed until the election close date. If the required quorum of ballots is not received by the election close date, then the election's close date shall be extended by up to 4 additional weeks until closed by the National Election Supervisor. The National and Local Election Supervisor shall have up to 15 days after the election close date to count the ballots and certify the results to the LSBs, the board, and the members, which results must be reported by October 15th, or if the election close date was extended by 15 days after the extended election close date, and shall be posted on the foundation's and radio station's website. It goes on, but there's no mention here of the Pacifica National Board being involved in this.
Pacifica National Board Governance Committee.
Chair, we're out of time for this item.
Okay. Ruling this motion is in violation of our bylaws. So that's why I think it is out of order.
Dwayne Lark to extend 10 minutes.
Chair, second, Lawrence.
Okay, we have a motion to extend this part for 10 minutes. Does anybody object? Okay.
Dwayne Lark to the stack.
Go ahead, Mr. Lark.
And Lawrence to the stack, too.
Okay.
Now, I appeal to the members of this body who were not fortunate or unfortunate to serve in year 2019. When I served and I witnessed members of this body, including the chair, continually violated these so-called rules that he just cited. In fact, they violated them so many times that I couldn't even count. The first violation was they dismissed a PNB I'm not out of order when I'm telling the truth about this order that you're trying to preclude.
If you accuse me of violating something, then please be specific. What did I violate?
You violated the fact, the very rule that you just cited, which was the timeline, was violated twice in the record. So I'm not making up anything.
What record? Please cite the record.
The fact that we started 5 months late, and it had nothing to do with any exigent circumstance. It had to do with you and the other leaders making other priorities important and then forgetting to start the election. So I don't want them to be fooled by not being here when these so-called rules have been overshot and overrun when you want to overrun them, overshot them. But underlying this point, that if this body determines that there needs to be an adjustment to the election to allow for a more fair process, this body has the authority and the right to do so. And if they go back to the record and to the minutes of 2019, they will clearly see that there were three dismissals of NESs. I call it NES shopping. Then the timelines were just totally screwed over in terms of how we knew we were out of the timeline set by the bylaws, but we forced to go forward with it anyway. So these sites that you made, Mr. Chair, I made them at that time. And you guys wouldn't listen to me. So why you want to listen to yourself now?
Who else wants to speak on this topic?
I'm on the stack, Chair.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Thank you. You know, there's been precedent set in regards to relaxing this particular article in the bylaws over and over again. There was a precedent set during the referendum campaign that completely threw off this whole timeline in regards to enfranchising and in regards to those candidates that are postulating themselves for the LSBs to be heard and to have the opportunity to present their ideas, their platform, and their commitment to serve as an LSB member. So I don't find anything egregious, anything that's completely out of order. I wish I had somebody to throw my life raft when I needed one. I don't see why anybody could say that they're not about making rulings, but when they step in and completely make a ruling. So I don't see how that's okay. So there's been precedent set in regards to laxing this section of the bylaws, this Article 4, in regards to the timeline. And if there's any time to bend this particular article, this is the time where we were preoccupied and we were all responding to a referendum that was going to usurp the network in regards to the change in the democratic process. The candidates that have postulated themselves have not had the opportunity to go on the air. They have not had the opportunity to engage in live forums at the stations, even through Zoom. And to relegate our listeners to YouTube, where some of them are completely in the digital divide, is disenfranchising. It is completely disenfranchising to those people who have postulated themselves and those people who have qualifications to serve on local station boards and possibly even the PNB. So if there's no way to appeal to the fairness of democracy, then we are creating and we are engaging in injustice.
Ron, there's that.
yeah, go ahead, Ron.
You know, this issue about the timeline, first of all, the election supervisor is doing what she's been tasked to do. Can you imagine all the requests, you know, that are out there, you know, not only from individuals on this board, but elsewhere. It was set up to be an independent body. And part of this motion talks about if the board determines that it's not, that she's not doing her job right, that you're going there and swoop in and take over things. You know, that's exactly what New Day was advocating, you know, during the referendum process. You know, so there may be a need for an adjustment. This motion, with all these accusations and all this, you know, stuff, you know, why not just ask the election supervisor? You know, as she says, she's operating strictly by the bylaws, you know, through her interpretation of the bylaws. You know, then you know, let her respond to that. Okay, but that's how she's been operating thus far. So you're going to throw an election into chaos, you know, because people, you know, these candidates are not taking care of their business, you know. Like I said, no, this motion is not the answer for that, okay? I think it's a terrible precedent, and it opens the door to, you know, to abuse. Who makes that decision that the local supervisor is not doing their job? You know, is this going to be assigned to another committee? Is the board going to meet and say, well, she's not doing that, she's not doing her job, and we're going to swoop in and just take over things? That's what this motion does. That's what this motion says. So, yeah, it's out of order. And I support the motion. I support the chair's ruling.
Anybody else? Okay, so let me try
Mr. Chair, may I?
You've already spoken, so let me just...
Well, I read the motion is what I did.
Yeah, you did more than read the motion. You spoke very eloquently for supporting the motion. So let me just...
Chair, I have a point of order.
Well, I had a few questions.
I have a point of order, Chair. I think...
What is your point of order?
I think what Mr. O'Rourke did was he made the motion. He read the motion. Then he made the motion to appeal. And he hasn't been given the opportunity to speak first, and you will speak last, as far as I understand Robert's rules of order.
Well, he did speak first. He made the motion to appeal.
he didn't advocate for his appeal.
Okay. I'll let Mr. O'Rourke, if you can be brief, I'll let you speak for...
I will. Thank you. It is my understanding. Thank you, Chair. I thought the PNB was the ultimate authority in this network, and we have the authority and power to direct the executive director, who has in turn apparently has contracted this NES consultant, electoral consultant. That's my understanding. Correct me if I'm wrong. I've never seen the contract, if that's available to us. But in any case, the way my colleague from WPFW states that I'm somehow criticizing the NES. No, not at all. What I'm concerned about is that she has, whoever the entity is, has the ability to force fairness and enforce fairness through getting GMs who often resist her, as do even some paid programmers in various states, resist in airing the carts and airing in a much more vigorous way through in prime time, etc. As I said, these on-air debates, etc. How she is a contractor of the national board, but the contract is signed by the executive director. Am I correct?
Okay. Yeah, you're not correct, actually.
Time is up on the item too.
She's a contractor, but she is, once she's contracted, she has complete autonomy to run the election. That's the way it's always worked. So let me
that
let me
not.
Can
you know it?
I will now respond, and everybody else is out of order until I finish. Okay. Let me respond to Mr. Lark's assertions. First of all, there was nothing about 2019. We did postpone an election, and it was either 2017 or 2018. And that was because the National Election Supervisor, in the middle of the election process, quit on us and said we couldn't hold the election the way we were configured. He was complaining about not being able to properly vet the membership and so on. So we were already out of compliance with the election timeline at that point. So what we did was we decided to go on with the election by hiring another national election supervisor. That's when Renee came in, by the way. And we knew that there was nothing to be done about that because we had already missed the boat because of the actions of this person. So we did the best we could to comply with the bylaws under those exigent circumstances. Now, in 2020, that wasn't an election year, but we missed the timeline there and the timeline of seating the national board. And that was, if you recall, because we were under a court order. We couldn't seat the national board until that, whatever, not this last referendum, but the one before that was completed. So we were not able to seat the national board until late March of 2020, when they should have been seated in January. Actually, I think it was April. So there are some precedents for that, but this is not one of those situations. There is no dire exigent circumstance that would force us to change the timeline. The fact that there haven't been enough cards played or candidates debate taking place on the air, I do not think that is an exigent circumstance that requires us to change the timeline. I've had a discussion with the National Election Supervisor on that. She is of the same opinion. I don't think it's going to make a huge difference in this election. The fact that some of the stations were a few days late or a week or two late in doing this. Now, had you brought motions, if you say some of the general managers were refusing to play cards, then it would have been quite proper to bring motions before the PNB to compel those managers to play those cards, but that didn't happen. So anyway, that's the reason for, and one other thing you should keep in mind, we are being watched by the California Attorney General right now. We're in the middle of an audit.
Point of order. I thought the timekeeper said time about 30 seconds ago.
Mr. Lark, and we don't want to start violating our own bylaws in the middle of that kind of a process. I don't think there's any good reason to do that. So that's the basis of my ruling, and let's go to a vote. You may vote yes if you agree with the chair that this motion is out of order, or you may vote no if you wish to overrule the ruling of the chair. Marion, are you able to take the roll? Marion?
Marion, star six.
Now, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. I'm dealing with a telephone. It's awkward, but let's see what we can do to make this work. Okay, I understand a yes is in support that the motion is out of order. A no is intending for the motion to move forward. Is that correct?
A no means that the ruling of the chair is out of order and we can continue to debate that motion. That's correct.
Okay. Chris Corey.
Yes. With the chair.
Yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Sorry, I'm here. Pass.
Pass. Okay. Lyndon Foley.
He's not here.
Okay. Jose Gutierrez.
He's not here.
Okay. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Wally James.
Pass.
Passes. Dwayne Lark.
No, and it was three NESs okay. That year.
Okay, Ali Laksa.
Yes.
Votes yes. Thomas O'Rourke.
No.
Votes no. Jim Osborne.
He's absent
is
today.
Jim Osborne.
He's not
I'm
here.
I'm sorry. Not here. Okay. Not having taken the role. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ralph Pointer.
No.
Votes no. Sandra Rawline. Sandra Rawline, is Sandra on the call?
She was.
Okay.
I don't see her. I don't see her.
I hear nothing. Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Andrea Turner. Andrea Turner, is she on the call?
Absent.
She's excused.
Excused. Okay. Beth Von Gunten?
Yes.
Votes yes. Okay, let's go back to Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Who else passed? Wally James?
Yes.
Votes yes. Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10 yeses so far. We have 1, 2, 3 noes. We have 1, 2 abstentions. Alex, do you wish to vote?
I vote to uphold my own ruling, yes.
Well...
I've seen people. I'm sorry.
We have 11 yeses and 3 noes. The motion is ruled out of order.
And one abstention, Marianne, myself, Lawrence Reyes.
No, there were 2 abstentions.
Okay. You didn't mention them.
Say again?
You didn't mention the abstentions, that's all.
Oh, I did. But okay.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Chair, may I motivate my motion now?
Chair, if I may, we're out of time on this item. We would need to extend.
Okay, we're gonna have to end unless there's a motion to extend.
I'll make a motion to extend
on the closed session. By the way,
I make a motion to extend for 5 minutes.
Okay, does somebody want to second that?
Second, Ralph, yeah.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending for 5 minutes?
No objection.
Okay. Lawrence, you might read your motion.
Thank you, Chair. I want to read the motion and I want to briefly motivate it. Whereas members are entitled to be informed about the views and experiences of people requesting their votes for delegate seats. And whereas neither 1 minute candidate statements, AKA cards, nor candidate debates have been aired on the station's airways. And whereas due to the digital divide, many members do not have significant access to the internet for listening to our long debates on YouTube, and whereas some members tend to vote soon after receiving ballots, but on the current schedule, this would be a disservice to both voters who have not been informed and to candidates who would go unheard. The Pacifica National Board urges the National Election Supervisor to mail no ballots until all listener candidate cards are put into rotation with a published schedule, and each listener candidate debate in the series currently being produced had had at least one daytime or evening airing, or by August the 30th, whichever is sooner. Whereas the interim executive director shall instruct all general managers, which is in her scope, to all general managers to fully cooperate with the election supervisors, provide airtime between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. for the present debates. That's my motion, and I seek to motivate it.
Before you do that, let me let me say something about this motion. It's not as blatant a violation of our bylaws as the previous motion, but I do take objection to the statement the National Board directs that no ballots be sent out. As I explained, the National Board does not have any authority to direct the National Election Supervisor. If you wish to change that word...
I'm sorry, Chair. We did not say direct. We said urges.
It's not the version I have. It says the National Board directs that no ballots be sent out. If you want to change that to recommends, then I would say it's not out of order.
I would say recommend. Thank you, Chair, for the offer. I accept that. Thank you. I accept that. That's friendly.
So,
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina.
Paulina?
I'm looking at, I was listening to Lawrence read the motion, and it really sounded very different. The resolving clauses, both of them had significant differences between the version that Lawrence read and the one that's in the agenda. I think that complicates things. Lawrence, would you mind forwarding the version you just read to everybody on this call? Because we're all looking at a different version.
I don't know which version you published. But that's the version that I just read was the one that I forwarded to you last night.
Okay, so let me forward that to everybody then.
I'll forward again to you. I'll do that right now.
To everybody, because the version that PMB, is on the agenda is not the one.
Paulina, I will do that. Okay, I will send it to the board and I will send it to you.
And to Lydia.
Lawrence, can you make that one correction, please, before you forward it?
Yeah, the recommends, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I got you.
I think it's okay to make recommendations to the NES, but we cannot be directing her to do anything.
Can you folks hear me? Marion here.
Marion? Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, I have the version... And as I was reading it, it was not what Lawrence was reading. And here I am stuck on a telephone. Somebody is going to have to, unfortunately, I don't even have email. I got nothing. Speaking of digital divides. So can somebody actually read that? Let's see, where were we?
Marianne, when you're ready to do the minutes, you know, this whole meeting is recorded, so you can avail yourself of the recording. Yeah.
Okay, we'll deal with it.
We can read the updated version as soon as we get it.
Is Lydia.
Lydia?
To the sec. Are we taking a sec?
Are we taking a what?
A sec.
We actually don't have a second on the motion yet, even. Let's get the motion, the proper version of the motion out there, and then we could take a stack. I'll put you on the stack.
Ralph signed on to the motion as a second.
Okay. All right, that's fine. We can start a stack, but I'd like to get the the right version of the motion read.
It's on its way. It's on. It's in the cloud now.
Okay.
And Chair, we need to extend time again to continue on this item.
Okay. Do we have a? Let's extend by how about 10 minutes? That's probably more. I'm going to make a motion to extend by 10 minutes. Does somebody want to make a motion to extend for 10 minutes?
Make a motion to extend for 10 minutes. Motion you should be in your inbox, Paulina and everybody.
Mr. Chair, this extension is going to take more than 10 minutes. We're waiting on a document. And
it's on its way. It's on its way, Ron.
Don't get me wrong, man. It's all good. But, you know,
I got the document.
You know, we've
documents in your inbox, Ron.
You know.
Okay, I have it.
With the correction. The one correction that was requested from the chair.
Paulina seemed to indicate there were other differences. Okay, you wanna read the corrected version of the motion now, Lawrence?
Give me a sec to get.
Can Paulina put it up on this? Can Paulina share it?
I'm trying to get it into chat.
I can share it if you want.
Yes. Okay. Yes, that'd be good.
Okay, does everybody see that? Okay.
Okay, Lydia to the stack.
All right, let's, Lydia, I'll let you speak as soon as we read the motion.
I thought he read it already. I heard it.
He read the incorrect one.
It wasn't, there was some dispute as to what. Okay, if you want, I'll read it. Do you want me to read it? Oh, all right. I'll read it. Whereas members are entitled to be informed about the views and experiences of people requesting their votes for delegate seats, and whereas the one-minute candidate statements, aka nor candidates' debates, have been aired on the station's airwaves, and whereas due to the digital divide, many members do not have significant access to the internet for listening to hours-long debates on YouTube, and whereas some members tend to vote soon after receiving ballots, but on the current schedule, this would be a disservice to both voters who have not been informed and candidates who would go on. The Pacifica recommends that no ballots be sent out until all listener candidates' cards are put into rotation with a published schedule at each station, and that each listener candidate has the opportunity to participate in at least one live on-air candidates forum with listener call-ins during a daytime or evening drive or until August 30th, 2021, whichever is sooner. That's the wording now.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
There's another paragraph if you click on those three dots.
There is?
Yes.
Oh.
Yep.
Furthermore, the interim executive director shall instruct all general managers to fully cooperate with election supervisors to provide sufficient airtime between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. for the live candidates forums. Okay, that's the whole thing, right? Okay, Lydia, did you want to speak on that?
Yes. I agree with the whole sentiment, and I have to say I have not heard any complaints yet, but I can certainly inquire from the National Election Supervisor to see if everything is being accommodated, because I absolutely believe that the particulars of the fair campaign provisions support what the most of the motion says, with the exception of holding up any kind of mailing of the ballots. I say that only because of what we already covered previous on the bylaws amendment that gives you the specific dates when the ballots must go out. But in terms of cooperation from the GMs, now I know there might be pushback that I'm unaware of, especially for those stations that are in fund drive, but I can certainly deal with that. I will ask Renee if she's having any problems, but more than that, I think what I will also inquire about, it doesn't have to be in the motion, but some stations have actual traffic departments. KPFK does, KPFA does, but everybody has a schedule of when PSAs are running and certainly during election time. I don't have any managers in place that are unaware of our elections. Every manager, well, no, I have an IGM at KPFK, sorry. But even the IGM at KPFC has been through elections before, so they know what's required. And certainly their staff do. The traffic managers have all been, including at KPFK, very much aware of what it means to have an LSB election and the necessity of having these online forums. So I will definitely ask the election supervisor to let me know if there are any problems with what she has asked of them. I will ask the general managers to provide me with verification of their traffic schedules and also of their website postings relative to the LSB elections and when these live forums are being scheduled, especially prominently on the website.
If I may just provide some background information here.
Can I motivate our chair after you, please?
Brian. Sure.
Brian, to the stack.
Yeah, I just want to, from a discussion I had with the National Election Supervisor, when we're dealing with email ballots, it is not the case that a huge number of people are going to vote on the day they got the email ballot. That may have been the case to some extent with the old mail ballots, but with email ballots, what she has seen in previous elections, only about 5 or 6% of the people who are going to vote actually vote on the first day. So it's not as if there's going to be some overwhelming landslide because people didn't get oriented from the first day that the ballots went out. I just wanted to let you know that little piece of information. Ron, and let Lawrence motivate his motion first, and then you can go, Ron.
Thank you. I'm not going to be as cavalier as some have been here in regards to enfranchising, educating, and informing the listeners who are going to receive ballots and who are going to be voting for candidates that they have some orientation to, because they have been able to hear what their positions are, what their life experiences are, and what they bring to the table. So I refuse to be as cavalier as that. Now, I know that, you know, this referendum threw everything out of whack. It overwhelmed the National Election Supervisor, and she has done a tremendous job. And I've always said that. And so I think the other thing is that there's, I think, three stations that don't have GMs. I know Mr. Franklin, Dr. Franklin got placed in KPFT, but he's still not there. The new GM at KPFK does not start till next month. And then there's some DMs that have pushback, and I'm not going to mention who they are, but you know who you are. That's very disenfranchising. And I think the only way to enfranchise the listeners is by providing this space and this venue in order for them to be, and because we just came out of a campaign where we were outspent 500-1, and everything that was sent out in email and all the propaganda that was sent out was lies. I mean, 90% of the stuff that was sent out by New Day Pacifica was a bunch of lies and distortions and stretching the truth or twisting the truth. So, I mean, we're combating that. So I think in order to be able to inform and give those candidates an opportunity to orientate the listeners to themselves and acclimate is that we need to do everything that we can to not to be taken over by the narrative that was put out by New Day Pacifica and the propaganda misinformation campaign and the twisting of the truth and the attacks that this board took over and over again with lies.
I don't know if we're timing motivation, but if we are, that's time.
Okay, I'm going to finish. Thank you. I think the chair also should be held to the same time standard as board members are as well. And, you know, I don't see you saying time to the chair. Maybe you did. I didn't hear that. But anyway, I hope that you will support this reasonable compromise. And I appreciate Lydia seeing the spirit of the fair campaign provisions being upheld. Thank you. I ask for your support, board members.
Ron, you wanted to speak?
Yeah. You know, Lydia capsulized it real, real well. You know, she's aware of her responsibilities in this. And, you know, and reaching out to Renee is the first step. To see what these, you know, to see if there's this issue. You know, there's a lot of accusations being, you know, thrown around, okay? This election was actually a victim of its own success. Rarely, you know, have we had elections where we've had double-digit candidates in every signal area. That's a rarity, you know. And so now we got a lot of people out there that want to be, you know, that have chosen to be candidates. That's going to require, you know, some scheduling, and it's not going to be easy, you know. But micromanaging the election supervisor is not the answer, you know. You know, I like a leader's approach. Sit down, talk, you know, iron out the issues, you know. You know, we can put all the mandates we want out there, but if there's nobody to make the carts, you know, if there's nobody to, like you say, some stations have traffic, the departments and some don't, you know, so it's a lot of just logistical issues on both ends, you know. Instead of making demands, I just say work with the election supervisor to accommodate your concerns.
I'm sorry, Mr. Pinchback. So, I communicate with the National Election Supervisor. This is not a demand. This is a request.
Sir, excuse me. It's not about you. You know, having a conversation.
It's not about you either.
It's not. It's about your committee. You know. There's a reason why. You might not have gotten that response that you were looking for. So don't, you know, like I say, you know, this is just a, you know, another effort to micromanage the election supervisor.
Well, Ron, you can always pick up the phone and call me.
And vice versa.
Folks, we're not having.
You never answer.
This is not a.
See, now look, man, you know what? Ron, you know better than that. And you know better than this. Okay, you know I'm not going to participate in this. Okay,
you're doing it.
No,
you're
I'm
already
not.
Doing
I'm,
it.
I'm done. I'm
you're
done.
Going back and forth, whether you realize it or not.
See, man, shut up and get the call. Come on, Lawrence. Don't do this, man. Don't do this.
You've been.
Alex, will you unmute and take back the floor?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was muted. I was trying to tell some of the participants that they were not recognized, they're out of order, they're indulging in a conversation amongst themselves, which is not what we're supposed to do here. So I'm going to take the liberty to say what my feeling about this motion. I think it is, there are some good motivations behind it, but I am very reluctant to see any motion passed that is asking us to change the due dates on the election timeline. And I think, and I also think one reason we don't want to get into the business of even suggesting something to the election supervisor is that the perception will be that certain groups of people think it's going to benefit their faction over other factions. And I don't think we want to be in that position. I don't think there's any way to know how the timeline is going to benefit any faction. I think this is largely an unknown thing. And I think those of you who think you know, are kidding yourselves. I think it's best to just stick to the timeline and encourage as much participation as possible and do the kind of thing that Lydia suggested. Okay.
We're out of time on this item.
We're out of time. Okay. I suggest we just go to a vote. I think we've heard pretty much all the arguments. Marianne, could you take the roll?
Star 6, Marianne, to unmute.
Okay, am I? You can hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, so the vote, a yes vote is in favor of Lawrence's motion, and a no vote then is against Lawrence's motion. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Chris Corey.
Yes.
Votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Pass.
Pass. Let's see. Heather Gray.
No.
Votes no. Julie Hewitt.
Abstain.
Abstains. Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
Abstains. Wally James.
No.
Votes no. Dwayne Lark.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ali Lexa.
No.
Votes no. Thomas O'Rourke.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ron Pinchback. Ron Pinchback, are you muted? Ron?
Yes. No.
Votes no. Okay, Ralph Pointer.
No.
Votes no. Sandra Rawline. Oh, she's evidently not on the call. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes.
No.
Votes no. James Sagerton.
No.
Votes no. Beth Von Gunten.
No.
Votes no. Let's see. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, you pass.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. We have, oops, let me scroll this. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 yes votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8 no votes. We have 1, 2, 3 abstentions. Alex, do you choose to vote? How do you choose to vote?
I'll vote no.
Okay, that makes 9 no votes, 4 yes votes, and 3 abstentions. The motion fails.
Okay, we need to adjourn to go into a closed session. What time is it now? 10:20. Do we want to take a 5-minute break and resume in closed session in 5 minutes?
Move to adjourn. Yes.
Second.
Okay. Are there any objections? Okay. So we are adjourned. You may remain on the Zoom call. We'll be on the same call for the closed session. We'll reconvene in exactly 5 minutes.